This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gene Marks, just back from Iowa, successfully driving those fields of grain, but now back to deal with the assumption in the Business of America's small business that half of small businesses are in jeopardy of closing by the fall of this year, within weeks, half. And Gene has filed at The Hill, he writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Guardian newspaper, at The Hill, his opinion of this generality. Gene? Half?
John, you said in our last, in our previous segment about me liking like actual data of actual numbers, not surveys. And this is a perfect example of this. So this is an online platform. It's a, you know, a network platform called Alignable. By the way, very, very great online platform for small businesses. So, you know, I'd certainly recommend them. But, you know, like any other business, they're out trying to get some PR and make some headlines. So they hire an outside survey firm to survey more than 4,400 businesses and ask them about their operations and how they're doing and compared to prior years and whatnot. And what does the survey find? It concludes, this is the headline, 47% of small businesses are at risk of closing by the fall, John. And why? Well, there's supply chain and rental hikes and inflation and labor struggles. Half of the small businesses. Now, when I see a survey like that, I take a step back because I cover small business. You know, we have 600 clients in my firm, all B2B, family-owned businesses. I'm in touch with many of them. Nobody's closing this fall. I mean, some have more challenges than others. Some are having better years than others. But there are 30 million small businesses in this country. 15 million of them are not going to go out of business between now and, you know, the end of November, for example. You know, I mean, during the Great Recession alone, during the two-year period of that, 1.8 million businesses reportedly closed. I mean, even during the 70s and the early 80s, when we were in a deep recessions, it was tens of thousands of businesses actually closed in the end that filed bankruptcy protections. So my takeaway from all of this, John, is that, and we talked about this last time, you know, there are lots of surveys that are out there. This is an awful survey, and it's a headline grabbing, a clickbaiting survey. And I don't mind saying it. You know, if you really want to know what's going on in the world of small businesses, look at surveys that are looking at actual data from actual companies that are working with small businesses that are mining their own databases, not some survey that is designed to try and create clicks or get attention for the company that's sponsoring them. There, I've had my say.
There is an ambition, an intention to calculate that independent contractors are employees. Do I say that correctly? And what does it mean, Gene?
Yeah, it's a big issue, John. And a lot of business owners aren't aware of this. And I want to make sure if you're running a business and you use independent contractors or 1099 workers, you better be aware of changes that are coming. The Department of Labor announced its intention to change the definition of how you classify workers. They had two online sessions about this in June. They are now going back to rewrite the rules and issue them before the end of the year. And here's what you need to know as a business owner. Bottom line is this. If you are using a 1099 worker, a contractor, an independent contractor, and if they are generating revenue for your business, like my business, sometimes I hire an outside developer. I'll pay the person $50 an hour and then charge my client $100 an hour because they worked on a project for me, right? Well, as an independent contractor under these new rules, there is a very strong chance that I would have to classify that person as an employee, because the new rules that are being looked at by, that are being issued by the Department of Labor this year will tell you that if you are using independent contractors to basically generate revenue for your business, not as like overhead, but revenue generators, like they are developers, they are, you know, providing service at your customers, they're driving trucks with your products and their costs are built into the price that you're billing out, those people may have to be classified as employees, which means you have to withhold payroll taxes and make them available for your employee benefit plans as well. Some industries, like I spoke a few weeks ago in Miami to an industry of drivers, you know, like courier services and package delivery services. These industries hire a lot of independent truckers to deliver their goods. Those industries are really going to have a challenge because they're going to probably have to classify many of those drivers as employees. And again, pay them certain benefits, you know, retirement, health insurance, whatever. So if you're in that world, you really, really have to talk to a labor attorney or be very, very cognizant of these changes that are coming.
Adding a gratuity to a restaurant bill for rising costs. Now, this doesn't seem revolutionary, except for the fact that the customer's okay with it because everybody knows there's inflation.
Yeah. What do you think of this, John? I mean, this was a restaurant in Cincinnati. Say you go out to eat and you get the bill and you automatic 15 or 20% gratuity has just been automatically added onto your bill. What are your thoughts as a customer?
I'm very passive when it comes to tipping, Gene. I always right. think to myself, was that enough? Are they going to be angry at me? That sort of thing. I'm the the perfect customer, but I don't go to restaurants that often. What do you think of this idea? Do you think it's alienating or candid?
I am not a super charitable person, but I really over tip a lot because if people are working their, you know, working these jobs, they deserve even more than 20%. So right. I'm certainly in favor of it, but I am not in favor of being forced to do it. Okay. So, like, I don't want that option taken away from me. And if you're running a small business and you turn around and you're forcing your customers to tip your employees, you really are risking angering some of them because some people take tipping more seriously than others and right. only want to do it when they feel they've gotten the right service. I just think it's a dangerous road to travel.
Gene Marks, back from Iowa. He's the small business columnist of The Guardian and the Philadelphia Inquirer and other distinguished publications. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.